There will only be three entrances to the ballroom. The primary entrance where people will come in, they will be announced, and there will be an escort for every guest. That's over here. Then we have the staff entrance, which leads directly to the kitchen. There will be lots of use here, so I don't anticipate it being a weak point, but we must have it covered just in case. You'll never know what disguise someone may use. Finally, the royal entrance. This is directly connected to the living quarters. This is where we must have a focus. If we lose this entrance, we lose the protection. Is that understood? Brilliant. Now, the princess is never to be left alone. So many guests, we can't lose her in the crowd. Normally, yes. But I'm not going to be with her tonight. She has a new primary guard. I'll be on the balcony keeping watch on the party. There will still be patrols around the grounds and passages to ensure no one tries to sneak in. If that is your normal situation, you'll still be there. If you are normally with His Majesty or Her Royal Highness, then your position might be... Sir, why are you here? What's happened? What the fuck do you mean you lost her? Lost her where? How? Bloody hell, what do you mean she slipped past you? Is this your first year after your accolade? Why were you walking in front of her? In the castle, you always guard the rear. A child still latched to their mother could have easily have seen that trick coming. No. I will look for her. You'll return to the command outside of the kitchens. I trust you'll be able to see to it that the rats don't make off with dinner, Off to it, then. Right. Squire Eric, with me. The rest of you, you have your assignments. Off to your posts. Well, there's only a handful of places Her Grace could be. Seeing that she's only just given him the slip, she's not gone far. The stables are on the other side of the keep, so she wouldn't have left the grounds in that direction. Actually, I know exactly where she would be. Come. Her Grace has an appointment to keep. It shouldn't be too much further ahead. I'm happy that we were able to quickly make haste. How did I know to come out here? Well, when you've been charged with the safety of His Majesty and his heirs, you quickly learn everything you can about them, lest you find yourself in the dark. And in the dark, you can quickly lose your head. We are the guardians of their secrets and causes, the sword and shield of the sovereign who protects the realm, our lives for theirs. This is the sacred oath we knights took. We will always protect them. Even when one party is being a very cheeky little trickster. Whoa, whoa. Squire, you're released. Ride back to the stables and alert my second in command that I've found Her Grace, and we'll return to the keep at once. Yes, the princess will be presented at the appointed hour for her visitor. One last thing. Tell no one of this place. If they have any questions of our location, they are to report directly to me. Is that clear? Good lad. Make sure to follow the exact path back to the castle. If you get confused, your mare's a clever one. Don't find the reins and she'll guide you back. I know you're here. You can come out. We're alone. Oh, Princess. Thank heavens you're unhurt. No. You don't have to leave my arms just yet. That's it. Just breathe in and out. Once more, in and out. There we are. Your breathing is relaxing now. Your pulse right here at your neck is starting to slow down. You know, it's not very nice to pull that trick on your guard. The ball will soon be upon us. We have to take precautions. Yes, that does include your oaf of a guard, as you put it. Apologies, Princess, that you don't care for him, but he was available to safeguard you and your ladies. Here, please sit. Come. We're alone. Let us speak plainly, please. Why did you leave the keep without a guard? Your father would have charged me to punish him had you come to harm. While I'm pleased you'd offer him your apologies, that doesn't answer my question. Oh, to answer your question. How quickly you forget who I am. Of course I know this place. There's only a few places you'd seek refuge, and this spot was the nearest. This is our tree. I knew you'd secrete yourself among the foliage here. Would appear that I taught you very well. Here is the only place we're allowed to be us. Princess, the hour is... Yes, the dress is for the ball. Her Majesty the Queen will have quite the fit if you miss your appointment. No. We can stay a moment longer. We have a little time. May I sit next to you? Princess, please look at me. Tears in your eyes. What troubles you? Yeah. I see. Yes, it's expected to be matched shortly after the ball. It's your duty to take a husband, have heirs, and rule the realm after your father. Princess, you must attend the ball. You know better than anyone how marriages also help ensure protection against outside agitators. And you deserve someone who'll care for you, love you until the end of their days, take their place at your side and help guide your decisions for the good of the realm. Someone of equal station to yours, who will bring honor to your name and provide you with strong heirs. I don't mean to talk in riddles, you know exactly what I mean. You want me to be honest? Fine. I love you. And it tears my heart to see you wed off to some puffed-up prince who'd never be worthy of you. Some arse who'd be better served as your jester than your consort, who doesn't even know how to hold a sword, much less how to use it. I wish it were me whose arms you fall asleep in and whose face you wake up to every morning. But you know why that can't be but in secret. I risk death to be with you. Because not to is slow torture. To not see your face, to be by your side in any capacity, is something I cannot bear. Even now, tear-stained and all, your presence brings warmth to my heart. It beats for you. All that I do is done to stay as near to you as I can. Apologies, Princess. I overstep. Now, don't you dare. I am to blame. You'll be meeting with your intended soon, and I must remember my place. You have a new personal guard, and after today, I will never darken your doorstep again. I will stay strong for us both. The bell of the Northern Gate. Your appointment hour is nearing. Come. We must head back so suspicions aren't raised. Don't worry. I'll provide a story if one's needed. Let me help you up onto my horse. No, I'm fine. I'll take the reins and walk beside you. You should rest a bit for your appointment. Yes, Princess. I'll always be by your side. As your sword and shield. We should get moving. I have brought the princess. My apologies for being late. It could not be avoided. I must stay here to safeguard her royal highness. However, I will remain on this side of the partition. I swear I won't disrupt your work. Pardon me, Princess, but is everything okay? You send the dresses away. Won't you need their assistance? If I may be so bold as to question your logic, I think you will need them. I have seen the amount of work it takes to lace those corsets. It lifts my heart that your grace would see fit to hear my thoughts on such matters, but I am no dressmaker. My skill lies in battle and keeping you safe. You really want my opinion? Okay. I am sure that whatever you have on... You look beautiful. That you will have no trouble finding a suitor if you choose that. I can't look at you. Please. Go over there and let the staff finish. Don't make this harder for me than it needs to be. I'm looking at you. I'm always looking at you. For you. We can't do this anymore. You know why? Please don't. You know that's not true. I am trying to do my job, but you make it so difficult. If I let myself go, even for a moment, you'll draw me back in, and that's not fair to you. You must do your duty. I just need to stay professional. Please don't touch my face like that. I love it. You know that. Princess, we... this... wait. Just don't go. Can't just kiss me and walk away. It's not enough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you feel it too. It's been so long without you and having the taste of you again. Having you so close. I need you, my love. Have me on my knees for you. May I? Having these legs wrapped around me, pulling me to you, that's all I could ever want. There used to be so many marks. Secrets between you and I. I hate that it's been so long. I hate that they're gone. Yes. Fuck yes, my love. Don't forget the other. Be patient. You'll get everything you want. Just let me leave a few more memories to hold on to. Mm. Did you enjoy that? Yes. Lean against the wall. Let me pleasure you. Oh, I love seeing a piece of my armor around your leg, tying you to me. My sweet princess. I've forgotten how you feel on my tongue. Tastes so sweet. Oh, it's been far too long. I need to prepare you. I never let harm come to you, even from myself. Let me stretch you with one finger at a time. Just focus on my tongue. Please come. Oh, I want to make you feel good. Anything for you, anything, my sweet. Delicious. A true delicacy, princess. Oh, we are not done. Far from it. Taste yourself on my lips. So sweet. And yet the forbidden fruit I can't help but crave. I can only remove so much. I still must protect you, even with you wrapped around me. Wrap your leg around me. You know how. Fuck. Oh. Right where I belong, my love. Oh, you've always taken me so well. Even our first time together, when I made love to you for hours till the sun came up, and I made you mine again and again. I will never hold back from you again. I can't. You belong to me. Oh, I dream of this every night, having you in my arms, wrapped around me, taking you everywhere, loving you freely. I want you more than anything in the world. No, don't thank me. I am not a good man. Enjoying this, enjoying you, it is forbidden. Horrible. But I just can't stop. I've dreamt about this every night since we've been apart. I wake up in so much pain that only you can relieve. Making myself come through the thought of you will never be enough. I need your touch, your taste, your smell, your everything. No one gets to please you like this. I always give myself to you, your service, no matter what that means. I'm yours, all yours. Are you coming? Oh, yes. In my neck. Leave all the marks you want. I don't care who sees. All they will know is that I'm taken by the love of my life. Yes. Oh, and yet again. I don't want this to stop. I don't. Are you going to? I can't. Oh, you're squeezing. Oh, you're squeezing. I can't take it. I need to pull out. Inside. I can't. It's not right. It's not right. Oh, bloody hell. I'm going to... Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, I will. I'm coming. I need to keep this feeling just a bit longer. I know. I'm scared as well. And I don't have all the answers. But I know that I love you. And I'll always be by your side. We will figure this out. You might be marrying someone else, but you'll always belong to me, as I will forever belong to you. Princess, what are you doing? For me? But what? I can't accept this. It's too much. For me to wear, so you'll always be close to my heart. Thank you, my love. This will stay with me until my last breath. You had me come inside you, you naughty girl. You're right. I won't have it any other way. Whatever happens, we'll face it together. Come. We must get you cleaned up before the dressers come back. Oh. No, don't move. I'll take care of it. Just lean back against the wall and spread your legs for me. There we are. And one more kiss to my marks. Mine. You look beautiful, my love, in whatever dress you choose. I'm going to put this back near the water bowl, and I'll alert your ladies to bring fresh water. Ah, yes, thank you. The princess is ready to continue with her dress selection, and she'll need a fresh water bowl at once. Princess, I'll just be near the door should you need me again.